Jailed for working too hard. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now 31,000 signatures and counting on a petition to reconsider the case of Diane Tran. She's a junior at Willis High School near Houston, taking what sounds like a pretty challenging course load.
Dual credit, U.S. history, English literary, college algebra, Spanish literary AP.
And her reward?
She spent the night here in the Montgomery County Jail after the judge threw her in there for excessive truancy.
See, Diane Tran says that her parents, out of the blue, one day decided to get divorced and then moved out of state, abandoning Diane and her siblings. The two jobs she had to get to support the family and her course load now leave her so tired she missed 10 days of school in 6 months. So the school reported her and the judge jailed her because, as he says, the law is the law.
A little stay in the jail for one night is not death sentence.
No, it's not a death sentence. Just seems, what's the word? Stupid. The judge, you see, didn't know the details of Diane's case, so KHOU reporter Sherry Williams filled him in.
Can anything be done to revoke this?
I haven't thought on that issue because it turns me, well, he's soft.
He doesn't want to look soft. This is Texas, remember. He's worried about the next student who comes in and says, hey, you let that girl off, what about me? Well, suppose the judge says, oh, so you're an honor student taking two dual credit courses, college-level algebra and AP Spanish, and working two jobs because your parents up and walked away one day? I'll tell you what's soft. Not issuing a warrant to drag those divorced parents back to Texas to find out what they were thinking. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.